here for, I believe they're in the zone, like a 2-3. They're going to try to trap at the top. FedEx is going to be patient, play catch. Which, smart move at this point. You know why? They're in a double bonus on the next foul.
Right.
FedEx is. They have 9 fouls. Deckerville does. FedEx has 4. Lofsky with it on the left side. They're trying to trap him, and they can't. He's dribbling around. Dribbles it in through the paint, brings it back out. Now they give it over to Quinn. You don't want to follow Quinn if you can help it. Now Deckerville's got to stretch it out. 5:28 to go. And this time they're going to foul Spencer Kelly. And Wilfong jumps all over him.
I think the game ball should go to that girl that keeps coming over and putting our sign up because it's falling down so much.
You know what? I can't think of her name, and I've seen her around. She's a really good ball player for the Lady Eagles.
Oh, Shoshana Sampson, man.
That's her name right there.
She's come over here twice now and said, your sign's falling down, and she helps us put our sign up.
And so she's too short to reach it up there where I got it for the tall people. But
so she should get the game ball tonight.
I think you're right there. FedEx will be in a double bonus all the way out here now. 2 shots. Spencer Kelly's first shot, no good. Coach Quinn tells him, get that ball a little bit higher. I would tell him, use more wrist because he pushed the ball instead of shooting
it. Shot putting it out there?
Yes. There you go. See what happens when you get that rotation. Get on the ball. Nice rotation. 46-40. And anybody that might be leaving some of the other contests that were on tonight, give the station a call. Give them the score of your game. 269-9931, 269-9931.
And be careful. The roads are slick.
5:20 to go. Hatchets with the lead. 46-40. Look at
the deal.
And Dean gets that one again. Somebody else deflected it, but it went right to him. And here they go. 5:10 to go. 46-40. Hatchets with the lead and the ball. They're spread out. 5 out. Quinn's going to stand there with the ball. Deckerville's going to come out. Now they pass it to Kelly. Now they do the little spin move. Pressure on Kelly at the top. And Wilfong tries it, but they get it to Pulaski. Pulaski dishes it to Spencer.
Nice pass.
To Sutton underneath, and they look for the only shot they're allowed to take, which is a back door, and they got it. 48-40 back with the lead. Wilfong gets it across the timeline, and he gets a body foul against Spencer Kelly. Spencer Kelly has been doing so good at not fouling. Now he's going to pick up his third foul. He went for a long time before he picked up that third foul. And it was a cheapie there. Just barely bumps him. They inbound the ball. Deckerville does. Gets it to Petula.
He throws it inside the after.
And I got to tell you what. Sutton went up there, and I think he had all ball. So if they give it to the guys from behind, they can.
I think Sutton's going to get that.
They gave that to Sutton. But do you think he got him?
I don't think so. He had a great position. He went straight up.
Ball. That's going to be Sutton's third foul for the sophomore. At the line is Asher. He drains the first one. Asher comes in with 7.9 points a game. He just came off a 14-point night the other night against Akron Fairgrove. His second one's up. And rolls off the rim and falls in. 48-42 Hatchets with the lead and the ball. 4:30 to go here in the game. FedEx goes back into their stall again. Quinn fakes the drive inside. Throws it over to Kelly. Back to the top to Pulaski. Kelly's coming over to this side. Pulaski's going to dribble in. Quinn gets it back to the top. They're going to wait for a back door.
Layup. A sagging man.
So they're basically going to play dribble and catch up here at the top between Quinn, Pulaski, and Kelly. Deckerville's just trying to get a let him. Pulaski comes down and teases him in the paint, brings it back up to the top to Quinn right inside the Deckerville logo. Now back to Pulaski. Pulaski dribbles in. Nobody picks him up, so he takes it back out. This time Spencer Kelly comes in. He tries to draw the foul, and he does get the foul.
Hey!
He's going to get the offensive charge, and you got to give that young man credit. I don't know if he took the charge, but he nicely walked over and handed the that's his fourth.
Oh, boy, that hurt.
You know what, though? But that was very classy because that foul could have really irritated him, and it didn't, and he walked over and nicely handed the ball to the official.
I was just going to say, I don't think of him as a guard, and just as I was thinking that, he took it on the dribble drive in the paint, but then he commits the charging foul.
That was a nice flop by the Deckerville Eagles. I'm not sure who did the flop, whether it was Asher or Decker, but they both were moving, so...
Yeah. I think he got by two of the guys, but that one, I'm not sure.
Another deflection there by Krug, but it went right into the hands of Asher. Now they get the ball over to Wilfong. Wilfong handles it at the top. He's picked up in a trap. Nowhere to go. That increases in. Pulaski's going to get the jump off. Good hustle by Pulaski and Krug there. Tie him up, and they're going to get the ball back by virtue of the possession arrow, so that'll be another turnover for Deckerville, and it's going to be Wilfong. And Wilfong's looking at his bench. I don't know whether he wants to come out or he's asking him what he wants him to do, but he was not happy there. Hatches with the ball and the lead. 3:30 to go in the ballgame. 48-42 and they're in their mini stall. They are penetrating, but if they don't have a wide open layup, they're not going in. Pulaski's at the top. Wilfong's bodying him up to him. No call. Over to Krug. Krug picked up his dribble and he didn't have to, but he gave it back to Pulaski. Pulaski's getting fouled by Wilfong, but no call. Now he's trapped. And it's going to go out of bounds, and we're going to get no call. No call, and Coach needs a timeout. He's going to set something out. So with 48-42, 3:10 remaining in the fourth, we'll be back after this timeout.
As a locally owned jeweler, Michael J's Design Studio in downtown Bad Axe knows service is everything. That's why Michael's service is priceless, even when it comes to buying your gold. Not only does Michael buy gold, he has options like trade-ins on purchases and repairs. And as always, Michael J's Design Studio backs their jewelry 100% and guarantees 100% customer satisfaction. Ask any of their customers that have had old jewelry made into new pieces. These customers know that when it comes to their jewelry, Michael J's Design Studio will come through for them. And that's what keeps them coming back. Michael J's also offers remounts and repairs, free cleaning and polishing. So when it comes to your priceless jewelry pieces, there's only one place you should visit. That's Michael J's Design Studio in downtown Bad Axe.
Hi, this is Michael Appholder. Let me redesign your old gold jewelry into a fine piece of art by creating a piece of jewelry designed just for you. Stop in or give me a call at 269-GOLD. That's 269-4653.
And we're back here. You're listening to Hometown Hoops on Cruise 102.1. Out of Bad Axe with Coach Schrader. Well, I used to be Coach Schrader. I'm retired now, but I got Coach Mary Lee Schock here with me.
No, once you're coach, you're always coach.
Deckerville is hosting the Bad Axe Hatchets in the non-conference game. 48-42, the Hatchets with the lead. They got over Bad Axe. Bad Axe turned it over, and they give it to Taylor. Taylor brings it down the court, throws it up, but it's on the floor, a foul there. That's one of those moves you were just talking about. Throw it up when you feel the contact.
Strada that threw that at him. He's getting the free throws.
Yeah, he threw that when he was halfway down, falling on the floor, but
he didn't get the bucket, did he?
No. Okay. The bucket went in, but they didn't give it to him.
Okay.
Checking out of the game is Krug. Checking back in with four fouls is Spencer Kelly. So let's see if Spencer Kelly can stay in there for 3 minutes. I'm sure Coach Quinn would be elated if he could do that. At the line for the Deckerville Eagles is Andrew Estrada, the junior. His shot's up and good. 48-43, 3 minutes to go. Well, at least I'm glad to see the Eagles realize that Jeremy Pulaski standing back here wide open,
wow.
But they brought two people back to cover them right now so they don't get burnt by that long pass like they did at the beginning of the second half.
Right.
Second shot was up and good. Coming out of the substitution coming in is going to be Nick Taylor. Going out is Asher. Here comes a full court press.
Full court press.
They acted like they weren't
in, huh?
They pulled everybody back here and faked them out, but they come running down the court. Bad Axe was expecting it. 3:03 to go in the fourth. 48-44, 4-point game. Bad Axe with the ball and the lead. They get it in easily to Quinn. He gets it across the timeline. He's covered by Wilfong. He makes the move, goes up, lays it up off the glass. Nice. Flat and slice. That's his bread and butter. He can do that all night.
Yep.
50-44, 2:49. Taylor tries to come all the way down the court, but he has it stolen away by the sophomore Sutton. Sutton gets it out to
Pulaski. Great deflection, and he ended up with a steal.
Quinn brings the ball up the court. 2:30 remaining. 2:34, I should say. Quinn drives again in his bread and butter, and he's going to draw the foul.
Going to the line.
And you know what? They caught the Deckerville Eagles on their heels because they were thinking they were going to go into this foul, and instead,
you know, it's amazing. Within 20 seconds, a game can change so fast. And that's what we just saw happen all of a sudden this 6th game.
Coach Quinn made a nice chest move there. He went into that stall early. Deckerville started falling for the stall, and now he turns around, and when they bring the pressure, he goes right back in. Okay, we're going to take it in the paint.
Attack it.
Yep. So the Eagles were expecting a spell, and instead they're getting some cut and drive and flashes from Quinn. Quinn, the 82% free throw shooter's first one was up and no good.
Yeah. Boy, they needed that one.
50-44 with the lead. Quinn's second shot here as he sets himself.